Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM, Tuesday morning. It's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment, and that is when I get to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She's joining us on the phone live this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you with us, of course, and to show us and tell us about some of the pets available for adoption this week at the shelter. And let's start with, it looks like Ryko's first on the list.
Yes. This week's dogs are some of my favorite. Ryko is an active one-year-old pit mix with a big smile, if you can see the picture. He does great with other dogs. He's very playful, loves to play. After his playtime, he loves to just lay in your lap and cuddle and relax, and he's just an all-around happy-go-lucky dog.
Okay, very good. And Ryko's available this week, so we can come down and meet him, as well as Bryson. What about him?
Bryson is a goofy, lovable one-year-old American Bulldog. He loves toys, walks, playing in the water. If you can see the picture, he's actually in one of our little pools that we have out in our play yard.
I wondered if he was in the pool.
getting wet, but you have to come down and to meet him in person to see his true personality. He's just a lovable dog.
There you go. That is Bryson, a wannabe water dog, I guess, at the animal shelter this week. And then the cats are also available, of course. Tasha is on the list.
Yes, Tasha is a very striking 8-year-old, long-haired dilute tortie. She's very sweet and sophisticated, and she's just looking for a new place to call home. She does get along with other cats. She's in one of our social rooms living with other cats. So if you're looking to make an addition to your family, you got to come down and meet Tasha.
Okay. All right. That is Tasha. And last but certainly not least is Momo.
Yes, Momo is a 1-year-old cat with very unique markings. And has the personality. She does well with cats, is super playful. She probably would not do great with dogs when they walk by the social room. She comes up and bats at the window, and but she's on the prowl when they walk by.
Okay, all right. But you never know, I guess, and you can do a meet and greet if somebody really wanted to try it, right?
Absolutely, we sure could.
Okay, all right, that is Momo. She is also available this week at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And Amber, you're going to talk a little bit about some new hours for us, right?
Yes, during the month of July, our hours are going to be from 12 to 5:30 instead of 11:30. We are extremely short-staffed right now. We've got multiple positions that we're hiring for and needing to fill. Started yesterday through the end of the month, we will be open from 12 to 5:30. We're still open 7 days a week, but okay. We just open a little bit later.
Okay, good to know. And again, are we still doing appointments for the animals?
And we are still doing everything by appointment only. We need to be able to ensure that we have enough staff to help people who come in. So until we get our staffing up to where it needs to be, we will continue to do our appointments.
Okay. So if you're interested in any of these animals that we've been talking about this morning, or you can look at pettango.com and see all the animals available, you just call and make an appointment to go down to the shelter during noon to 5:30 and see these animals in person.
Absolutely. Just give us a call. We'll get you scheduled, and then you can come in and hopefully find a dog or a cat to take home.
There you go. And there's plenty more where these came from that we're showing on the screen right now. So we hope folks will go ahead and do that. And Amber, as always, I appreciate your time and sending these great photos to us so we can get a chance to see some of these animals that are available at the shelter every week.
Thank you, Scott. I love coming on to and talking about these guys every week.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest right here on KSJE. And thank you for joining me, everybody. Have a great Tuesday. Back tomorrow with guests from San Juan Regional Medical Center. And don't forget, of course, that KSJE is the radio home for this year's Connie Mack World Series. We had the city tournament over the weekend, and of course the Connie Mack World Series will begin in earnest as the teams arrive on July 21st. That's not too far away. We're so looking forward to being the radio home and broadcasting all the games of the World Series this year, both over the air and online. So do pay attention and certainly make us a button on your stereo in the car, and check us out online. Of course, you can stream the games anywhere you happen to be on any device, KSJE.com. Have a great Tuesday. Back with you tomorrow morning right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at KSJE.com.